Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Juneau police are investigating the case of a semi-automatic rifle found in the snow near Juneau Douglas High School on the same day as the Parkland, Florida school shooting, February 14th. But police do not believe the abandoned firearm was intended to harm anyone. Tanya Tischer, general manager of Reliable Transfer, says one of their drivers spotted the rifle bag in the snow on the side of Egan Drive between Juneau Douglas High School and the Breakwater Hotel. The driver turned around, picked up the bag, and brought it straight back to their office. Tischer called Juneau police, and an officer later arrived at Reliable Transfer to take pictures of the rifle in the bag and then pick it up. Tischer recalls that he identified it as an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle.
I was floored to see the weapon to begin with. I mean, it was a semi-automatic weapon of serious magnitude. The officer said that the scope on it was worth about $3,000 alone. So somebody was definitely missing this weapon, and it had its serial number and everything on it. I think that's how they were able to determine that it was stolen. But I was just floored. I couldn't believe it.
The rifle was unloaded but accompanied with two full magazines. Lieutenant Craig Campbell of the Juneau Police Department declined to immediately specify the make or model, but he confirmed that it was an AR-15-style rifle. He says it was reported stolen during a burglary in 2016, and it's possible the thief was already convicted and sentenced for that burglary.
There was no indication that the person who left the firearm there on the side of the road had any attention to using that to harm anybody else. So the police department was not concerned or in any heightened state of security because of finding that weapon.
Campbell says the rifle may be returned to the burglary victim or the original owner after the investigation is finished. In other news this morning, Alaska State Troopers are investigating the deaths of two people whose bodies were found at a campground north of Talkeetna. Troopers have released few details of the deaths, saying that the cause and manner of death is still under investigation. Troopers say they were notified Tuesday that the bodies of the male and female were found at the Byers Lake campground. And mushers and their dogs are hitting the snowy trail as the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race begins following a rough year for organizers. Musher Cody Straith of Fairbanks and his 16-dog team were the first to take off yesterday across the frozen Willow Lake. About 75 miles north of Anchorage, 67 teams are signed up for the long-distance trek to Nome. They're expected to finish, or at least the winner is expected to finish, in about 9 days. The race is taking place after organizers spent much of the year dealing with multiple problems, including a champion's dog doping scandal, loss of a major sponsor, and escalating pressure from animal rights activists. Weather forecast calls for sunny skies for today. High temperature about 30 to 35 degrees. Low tonight about 15 to 20 degrees. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.